It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We're good at the culinary here on Grassroots Marketing, CannabisRadio.com. Thank you again for joining us. So I'm here with a pair of siblings, founders, and social equity advocates. They have created a new company providing a range of cannabis-infused culinary ingredients from mixes to cooking oils designed to transform your meals into magical culinary adventures. I'm here with Kate and Nate Dodolsky with Culinary Cannabis Company. Thank you both for being on with us.
Thank you.
And of course, and through Culinary Cannabis Company is the product line Culinary Canna Co. And you provide a very cacophony of products, maple syrup, olive oil, coconut oil, vegetable oil, honey, and box mixes. So the idea is to create great cannabis-infused products, not just your run-of-the-mill edibles that you see out there, but we've heard quite a bit of folks, you know, a couple times about creating baking mixes or creating, you know, ingredients to put into the cooking mix. And this is all infused by what's called SEDS technology or self-emulsifying drug delivery system. So take me behind the product line and what put you both into, obviously there's a background in culinary, but before we get to that, what is it about you both together saying we're going to do this?
Well, we had the opportunity to apply here in Illinois. I personally felt like it is the only untapped market that is not already dominated, male-dominated, I should say. So I felt that it would be a good opportunity as a female to jump into this marketplace and you know, try to take it, take the most market share we can. And my brother here is the one that came to me with the opportunity. He had all of the law information and all the positivity to keep us pushing forward. And so we wrote the application ourselves, and we were able to be one of the very few lucky license holders.
Yeah, wouldn't you believe it? That was awesome. We have been doing this. It's been the better part of 4 years now. What we really love is the approach is very different. And Kate and I are kind of walk to the beat of our own drum type people and have a feeling that people in the cannabis space feel the same way. So we put together this company and really wanted to have people be able to come together over, you know, baking and making their own stuff and having experiences together. You know, to really kind of elevate their experience. But with our SEDS technology, what's really, really neat, we're calling it flash emulsion. But what's really neat about that is we are the first edible on the market in the United States that has that is active within 3 to 5 minutes of consumption.
Wow.
Boom. Just like that. So it's an industry disrupting technology we're all very excited about.
So I know we've had companies that talk about doing some, you know, like making baking powders or really just making, you know, flour mixes. And I actually, we just had somebody that we saw at Benzinga that we were just at the week before we're recording this, where they created a cake mix, a confetti cake mix infused with cannabis oils, and seeing all that put together. So obviously there's a market for it. But part of this is what you said yourself in the technology itself and infusing this together without having the thought process where you're going to get that really a really strong aftertaste. Take me behind the self-emulsion technology you have here in order for you to go and be able to create these oils and the syrups and the honey and these box mixes so that, you know, when you have this, you're going to just get the effect that you want without the aftertaste.
Yeah, we have a scientist that has been working with major pharmaceutical companies in cancer research medicine. And basically, our formula uses a lot of bitter blockers that prevents from that aftertaste. We really wanted to have a product that could be pretty universal. We wanted to be able to offer the people the ability to go home and cook in their own kitchen and dose themselves appropriately and consistently.
Because, so, you know, the thing is with the way that people consume, you know, you take a brownie and you wait, right? And then all of a sudden you smoke or something because you say it's not working. And then you're in overdose city and no one likes that. With our partnership with Elevated Incubations, we've really been able to, that's the name of the company behind the technology. We've really been able to put this up a notch. And what I love about it is that people can actually choose the level of power they want, which ranges from between 2.5 milligrams per serving all the way to 10 milligrams per serving. And that for our boxed mixes. And that is one of those things that's kind of unique that I think is pretty cool.
Now, talk to me about when it comes to the products. Obviously, it can be one thing for people to say, okay, we want to have them put, I want these ingredients to put this here because I want to have that effect of cannabis in what I'm making, whether it's to put on pancakes, whether it's to put into a mix of whatever it is that you're sauteing, frying, baking, what have you. But the other thing, too, is that it still has to be like before even cannabis is even emulsified in the process. You got to have a product that's just as good as all the other products out there that don't have it. So take me behind the research and development, the taste testing that you had to go through to get something that really does have that great taste along with the emulsification.
Yeah, you know, I have 15 years experience in the food ingredient industry, purchasing literally millions of pounds of ingredients and then selling it to major companies through an industrial distribution network, selling to companies such as Hostess, Frito-Lay, Sara Lee, major companies like that. So with the 15 years experience of that, you know, I got to know a couple of people in the industry, and I was able to lean on some of my associates that are successfully producing brownies and cake mixes and chocolate chip cookies that are being sold in grocery stores today. Uh-huh. So we were able to utilize those formulas and then just allow the consumer to essentially have the same delicious sweets that they love, only they can now self-dose it according to whatever strength that's right for them. Right. And I do want to say it's important for customers to know that there is a flash point on this. So we do not recommend it being used for frying. It can be used for baking because it will be mixed prior to being heated. But direct heat can cause the emulsion to break down and not be as effective.
So maybe air frying it maybe would be better off than your normal, just like put it in the large deep fryer?
Yeah, so, you know, the oils are to be used. It can be used as salad dressings or salsas or any kind of dips. Any kind of baked goods, you know, the vegetable oil can be used for any kind of, you know, baking sweets and savories alike. But it's not recommended to have it on direct heat to be used as, you know, frying.
They say usually 200 degrees for the internal temperature of that oil when it starts to break down. So that's why we put that in there. But to also answer your question, the taste testing was a lot of fun. Nick from Elevated Incubations has a test kitchen in his house, which is...
here we go. That's what I was going to ask.
So, I mean, that was great. We were trying... And, you know, when we originally were doing this, we were going to just replace butter with oil. We thought, hey, this is great. But then we did some taste testing and said, you know what? We really need that butter in there, you know, for the cookies, et cetera. And so we managed to find a solution to incorporate that into our packaging. And what's also really cool I want to add is, you know, with Kate's experience in the food industry, we've developed a company here that is, well, FDA won't touch it because of the F in FDA for federal, right? But we are completely otherwise FDA compliant. Good manufacturing practices, et cetera, mm-hmm. we put in there. And so what Kate and I really wanted to do was create a professional food grade organization, because we kind of were looking to the future and thinking, you know, if this stuff goes legal nationally one day, we want to be able to flip a switch and be able to instantly be in production. And so that's kind of, the journey of the taste test and Kate's connections that got us to kind of where we are today.
Dave's absolutely right. I just want to add on that, you know, it's food safety is the most important thing. And in an industry that is lack FDA, it's very important that, you know, we go through all of the processes so that when it is federally regulated, you know, with like a light switch, we can turn on and have all of the certifications. So I definitely have people in the industry that worked for the FDA, that worked for the USDA, that helped us behind the scenes to make sure that our food grade facility is exactly that, food grade and can be certified. And it's really important to be transparent when it comes to ingredients and food safety.
Well, no, the fact you said GMP, that makes all, I mean, that level of compliance is very important. And I'm glad to see that you're at the forefront of being able to go and provide that level of compliance and quality to your products. You've struck with liquids primarily when it comes to the syrups, when it comes to the oils. Is there anything that you looked at in terms of taking the same technology and putting it towards other products for baking or for cooking in terms of flours or any kind of powders or anything like that?
Yes. We are limited by the state legislation as far as being able to turn distillate into a powder itself. We consider that an extraction method. So therefore, to get distillate in a powdered form, we are looking at partnering with some of our craft grow friends to see if they can use our technology and then resell that back to us in the powdered form. But we do actually have a number of products that we will be coming out with that are in powdered form.
So you're based in Illinois. Products will be available in Illinois dispensaries very soon. And specifically when you look at when you have providing it for box mixes, it's the oils that are infused, but everything else is just your, it's basically what your run-of-the-mill products you would have to bake brownies, birthday cakes, chocolate chip cookies, and waffles.
Yes, mostly. We do have, in those mixes, instead of using the oil, we actually have our emulsion in there, and it's in a dropper. So it can be used at the time of mixing. That way the consumer can dose themselves appropriately, as well as utilize any leftover emulsion liquid into any other food, you know, that they would like to use it for.
And we found that go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, no, I was going to say we found that this was really kind of the best way to go about it, to have that sort of dropper, because people can control their dosage. And that's something that's also unique in the market. So that's all I wanted to add.
Of course. Website is culinarycannabiscompany.com, culinarycannabiscompany.com. And the product line is Culinary Canna Co. So what can you tell me in terms of what will be going out and being put out the product to market that will be on store shelves, and any idea of which dispensaries that you've already partnered up with that will be providing Culinary Canna Co.'s products on their store shelves?
Well, yeah. It's a process right now. We're going through the state, and that has been rewarding. They're very good people. It just takes a little bit of time. So, you know, we're looking to, as soon as we get, we're at the final stages, we should be on the market in the next, oh, I'd say month or so. Kate, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, we will probably be in the marketplace in the next months, about, you know, I'd say 4 to 6 weeks, depending on how long it takes packaging to arrive. But yeah, we are in the approval, having packages being approved by the state to make sure that all of the warnings and labels are accurate. And we should see in dispensary shelves in about 4 to 6 weeks. Some of the people that we are looking in talks to, Arise,
Grace.
Nature's Grace, Ascend Wellness. We've actually spoken to quite a number of dispensaries, and we have really good feedback. They're interested in this third segment that we offer. Yeah. We're adding an aisle to dispensary shelves by offering this pantry solution. Nobody else out there is really targeting the pantry. And we really want consumers to be able, especially those with dietary restrictions, we want them to be able to, you know, have this allergen-free, gluten-free, you know, vegetable oil,
right,
or, you know, a low-sugar option as opposed to, you know, all of the edibles that are out there today.
So. And we actually trademarked the phrase at Culinary Canico. We totally want to get in your pantries. There you go.
So, but, you know, the raid. Now, of the products you made, the test kitchen so far with those oils, what is something that you were able to go and whip up in the kitchen that was something that one of your, you were like, wow, this even was better than I expected with what we're making with the products we've made. What is something that you've made so far that's been just a culinary delight that you enjoyed?
So, our olive oil is very good. And, you know, I would say if you're making any kind of a bruschetta, you know, something for guests, you want an appetizer with a little light buzz to it. You know, mixing some of our olive oil with Italian seasoning, perhaps a little bit of vinaigrette or vinegar, putting that on bruschetta has proven to be incredibly tasty. You know, also the emulsion that we have, the dropper bottles that are going to be with the baked mixes, those themselves can be, you know, consumed in any kind of format. So I've actually taken leftover from the dropper bottle and put it in a beverage and consumed it that way. So it's very versatile, and you can really consume it in any way you want.
Now, Brasco, to answer your question, for me, I really liked the cookies and brownies. I mean, I'm just a cookies and brownies guy. It's like Munches by Munches. And part of our philosophy is, you know, I've always hated on the street, you know, getting a cookie and my buddy being like, hey, man, only eat a quarter of that.
Right.
Order of a cookie. Like, I want to eat the cookie, you know?
Right.
I like
the one to one.
Exactly. And I'm finding there's kind of, you know, we in this market, we go so high, right? Like, it's like, let's hit the maxes here, 100 milligrams here. But I find that a lot of my friends' entry points really, you know, 2.5 milligrams. And to be able to have that control, it's sort of yes and. Actually, Kate and I are part of an improvisation troupe, OMG Improv. We've been doing it for years and years, Second City graduates. But I am. So anyways, we kind of yes and the product, right? And with it, honestly, Brasco, my biggest revolution was, you know, I got Nick from Elevated Incubations talking to me about this 3-minute technology. And I, you know, it's, you put it in your brain. Okay, a lot of people say a lot of things, but this is my company. All right.
Right.
And I literally ate that first brownie and I hit a timer on the nose. 3 minutes. I was like, oh, we have something here.
Yeah, it's our formula is aimed toward the lymphatic absorption.
Right.
And most everything else, you know, goes through the digestive tract. So your normal 45-minute to 2-hour lead time that is, you know, forewarned on the packaging of most edibles. With ours, it truly is 3 to 5 minutes when you start feeling it, and you'll be in full swing in somewhere between 10 and 15 minutes. So it really helps the consumer to not overdose and to be able to control their high for longer as well.
Well, and I think also to just kind of yes and Kate, you know, a lot of times when I'm out, I want to smoke so I can feel it instantly. But I know that smoke probably isn't like the most healthy thing for my lungs, you know, but you know, it is what it is. But like to be able to have an actual edible alternative, a viable thing that within 3 minutes gets you going, hey, I feel this. You know, it takes about, usually it's the 7 minute mark where it peaks, or not peaks, but it hits that the high that you're going to have at the 7 minute mark. I mean, I just really think that that is something that's really going to be, God willing, a game changer for this brother sister duo. What can I say?
Well, I wish you the best of luck. I know, again, in about a month or so in Illinois, you can find Culinary Can of Co. on shelves. Just look for it by name. And again, Kate and Dan Nadolski of Culinary Cannabis Company, thank you both for being all with us. Really appreciate you taking time out.
Thank you so much.